Hi, MotoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert. Michigan has to innovate or be left behind. That is the main theme of the annual State of Automobility Report from Mich Auto. That's the chamber's effort to promote the automotive industry in Michigan. I've had a chance to go through this 32-page report. It is very comprehensive, but let's try to filter it down to the basics. Joining us, Mich Auto head Glenn Stevens. So, Glenn, there is a lot in this report. Can you filter it down for us? Can you give me the main things that we should take away from it?
Yes, Jeff, I certainly can. As we have always done with this report, we do highlight the assets across the ecosystem from the OEM, suppliers, talent. That's all still in there. But what we have done this year is we've added a section to highlight the forces of change that Michigan's industry is going through and the opportunities we have and the risks and challenges that we need to address.
So what is, let's start first with opportunity. What's the main opportunity for Michigan?
Well, we have to build around our assets. If you look at our ecosystem for manufacturing, innovation, testing, our leadership and talent and engineering, the fact that we have the supply chain and also the resources that we have around us, those are things that have gotten us here for 120 years. We have to build on those. And they're also an opportunity to use as a platform for diversification into new industries. And so we see that as a strength.
Now, what about the risks?
Well, when we look at the risks, we have intense competition at all levels, whether it's next door to us in Ohio or Indiana, but certainly globally, for example, with China. And the Chinese auto industry really has come into its own. And it's not just the scale that it's growing at, it's also the speed that it's moving at. And so that's something that we have to be very intensely competitive and aware of. And we do have workforce and skills gaps and industry perception gaps still, particularly in the middle skills and the skilled trades, but also with high-end engineering and software development. And so those are some of the risks, but we also have to address the fact that we need to promote more new technology, and that means new startup, new innovation, but also we have to move our economy, including the auto industry, along with the new opportunities that are coming in digitalization and AI and automation.
And AI is something everybody is talking about, and I think we're all still trying to get our heads around it. But how is this going to impact the auto industry in the coming years?
Well, it has for some time because it is already proliferated in across our manufacturing system and into our vehicles. Machine learning and artificial intelligence is already present, has been for some time. But it, as you know, AI is moving at a very fast pace, and we have to make sure what we keep up with it and we learn how to address the jobs that are displaced and make sure that the jobs that are being created and the technology we're interfacing, our people are ready to. So it really becomes preparing our people and having our pathways through our education system, through reskilling and retraining. That's the challenge we have to meet.
So the bottom line is you can't just hide and hope it goes away. You're going to have to live with it.
No, and I think that's what we have to address as an industry and a mindset and really a state also. You can't force your way through the inflection point. You either take the upward trajectory or become a victim of that force of change. And whether it's AI or China or innovation or labor issues, you have to figure out how to solve the problems and grow and not be a victim of these changes that are coming at us.
We have gone through a lot of change in the last year, change in direction from administrations. How is this report different today than the report you may have done a year ago? What is the biggest change that we've seen over the past year?
So I think that we knew that there would be change with the second Trump administration. So we knew that there would be changes to fuel economy standards, and we knew there would be trade, and we knew there'd be EV market changes. But I think that the major change we've had is in the global trade situation, the tariff situation, and our hope is that we get to a renegotiated and re-upped USMCA agreement. In addition to that has been this onslaught of AI across all markets. And yes, there's lots of questions about where things are going and how things are going to develop. But we have to be ready to embrace that change, and we have to stay ahead of it. And that's what Michigan needs to do, and our auto industry needs to do to be able to compete and win for the future.
And how do we adapt to change? And I'll wrap it up with this question when it comes to electric vehicles. I mean, we had been building battery plants left and right, competing for them. Now EVs aren't going away, but they're not coming in as fast as we thought. Car companies are changing retooling plans for auto plants. So how does that impact things?
Well, I think you touched on it. The industry is adjusted to market realities. And the administration, in many ways, and particularly with fuel economy and CAFE standards, has really benefited the industry in helping to adjust for those market realities. But you did touch on it. EVs are not going away. We have to have a mindset of growth in Michigan. We have to have a mindset that we're embracing the future, not politicizing things like EVs, not shying away from them, and not saying that they're not going to happen, because they are around the world and they are here. The consumer has choice, and the market's going to demand what it wants, but that will include ICE, and that will include hybrids, and that will include EVs.
As you go through this report, what is the one thing that should keep auto execs up at night?
Well, I think auto execs know what keeps them up at night. So I don't think it's them. I think it's the auto industry. It needs to make sure, and that's our job at Mich Auto, that we have a strong voice with our policymakers and those people who are leading the state. And that will include all the new people who are elected next year. We're going to go through one of the most transformational election years probably in the history of the state. And so the auto industry wants to make sure we have a voice, and we are right at the forefront, making sure that we are adjusting to and adapting to the changes and the forces that are coming at our state. So I don't know that the auto industry has people. I think what keeps us up at night is, are we going to get our politicians and our people who put policy together fully aware of what's coming at us and how we need to meet that challenge?